Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Welcome to Wednesdays with Willa. I'm your host, Willa White, and I hope you're all having a good morning. It's a wintry morning here in Lilydale, and it's since it's 10 a.m., it must be time for my radio show. And this is your opportunity to come and chat with me and my radio guests about various spiritual topics, development, mediumship, faith, and family. And you can certainly join in the discussion with on-air Q&A, and my guests will also be doing readings today. So I'd like to welcome you to the show today, Lynn.
Thank you, Willa. It's great to be here.
Yes.
It really is.
It is.
Yes.
This is Lynn Forget. She's a Lilydale registered medium. And how many years have you been coming to Lilydale and then living in Lilydale and all that jazz?
Okay. Well, I first came to Lilydale in 1989.
Mm-hmm.
My boyfriend at the time, we decided to come up for the day because we just were over the border in Ontario, and we ended up staying for the weekend, fell in love with Lilydale. And so the following year, bought my house, but at that time you had to be a member of the assembly for a year before you could close the deal. So I bought it from Fannie Swift.
Oh, okay, Fannie, yeah.
And actually Jerry Swift. But so we waited the year, got the house. So I've been coming basically since 1989, I would say.
Whoa.
And became registered in 2001. So.
That's lovely. Just a couple years before me.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
And before I forget, I want to tell everyone the ways that you can listen into the show. So this is a Lilydale radio show. And so through blogtalkradio.com/Lilydale Radio, you can find Wednesdays with Willa and listen to it there, and also the archived shows, as well as the other Lilydale Blog Talk Radio shows. And I will be mentioning those a little bit later on in our show today. But the also a great way for you to tune into the show is that I Facebook Live this, and you can find me on Facebook at Willa White Medium, and it's a great way to tune in and see us visually interacting with each other and with you. So you can like and share and do all of that on my Facebook page. And if you want to find me, it's willawhite.com. And if you want to find Lynn, it's Lynn with an E.
Mm-hmm. Lynn Forget.
Dash. But there's a dash.
There's a dash.
Yes,
that's
on your website.
Good.
There's a
Thank
dash.
You.
I paid attention.
I'm glad you did because I forgot.
I get extra points.
I had, one of those mix-ups where your website gets compromised by somebody else and you have to change it.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately, some good-hearted friend helped me out.
Oh, that's great.
So we put the dash in.
You put the dash in.
But I'd forgotten about that.
So Lynn, L-Y-N-N-E, dash, forget.com. So that's how you find Lynn.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. So the call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. Now, this call-in number is so that you can call in and interact with us on the phone by asking us questions. And when Lynn is ready to do a few on-air readings. So that is what the call-in number is for, and I mentioned that specifically because last week we had people who called in just to listen. So you know the ways to listen are through Blog Talk Radio or through my Facebook page, and if you're calling in, it's because you want to take part in the conversation with us, okay? So our topic today is spirit-to-spirit, heart-to-heart, and I noticed that on Lynn's website, and I loved that because it really, in very few words, sums up what we do.
Absolutely.
And tell us more about that.
Absolutely. When I got registered in Lilydale, I had to come up with a card, of course, I had always loved Edgar Cayce. And I started reading Edgar Cayce when I was about 13. I read this book from Ruth Montgomery and all that.
Wow,
very, very
13.
Fascinated by all of those things, you know, and religion as well at the time. And Edgar Cayce said, spirit is the life, mind is the builder, and the physical is the result. And that's always, if it's stuck in my mind all these years, then you know it made an impression on me. But spirit is the life. So spirit to spirit is life to life. Okay, so when I communicate with spirit, I'm communicating with their life and my life and the life of the sitter. So spirit to spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Heart to heart is the love, the emotion. And, you know, I think as we progress as mediums, we begin to realize more and more that it's about that actual heart connection that really is important. I mean, you can give evidence all day long, but if you don't touch the heart in some way, then it's a nice reading, but it misses that one component, you know, that heart to heart. So that's how I came up with that, just spirit to spirit, heart to heart.
That's lovely. It really does make readings come alive when you have that emotional. And I think in my way of working, I always say that I'm focused on bringing the essence of a spirit through, what it felt like to be them, what they may have looked like or what they had before they passed physically, the emotions they had about things, the memories, how they feel about the client.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the feelings are so important to a person's relationship with a person. So with the client especially, for them to really feel this person's communicating with this medium, they have to evoke that kind of response.
That's right, yeah.
So
it's done in many different ways. Sometimes it's a really loving, warm thing, and sometimes it's a burst of humor or some crazy thing that happened in the past between the two of you. You just don't know what it's going to be, you know. And it always seems to come right at the end of the reading. Have you ever noticed that?
You know, it's like all the stuff's been building, and then boom,
there's
the finale.
So it's mediumship's an adventure. There's no question.
It is. When people come to me for a reading, I'll say, "Well, have you ever had a reading before?" And some of them will say, "No." Each other are just a bit nervous, and I'll say, "Well, it's an adventure."
Every
reading is an adventure. You never know where spirit's going to take you next, and what we're going to talk about, and it's not something you can pre-plan the course of.
Absolutely.
I know before the show, Lynn and I were talking about mediumship and how you basically have to take a big leap of faith, and you're in the biggest safety net that you could imagine, because the universe is supporting you in your endeavors, in your spirit contact, because God and the divine really do want people to know that love never dies.
That's right, yeah. And the spirit people want to talk to the people they love.
Yes.
So this is important that we are able to connect with the spirit. If we can attune to that spirit, that's that magic word.
Attunement,
you know. And sometimes the attunement is like bang on, and sometimes you have to, you know, kind of fiddle with the dials, so to speak.
Yeah.
All right, but what spirit wants from us is to be good mediums.
Yes.
That's what spirit wants. So.
You know, and as professional mediums, I know I can say this for Lynn and myself, that we feel very strongly about the ethics of what we're doing and not trespassing about things, and we want to do the best job we possibly can for the client, but also for the spirits that we're connecting with, and also for us. So in that triangle of communication, we try to honor everyone's role in that.
I know when I always begin with a prayer. I'm sure you do as well. But I always said to spirit, you know, once I say my prayer, then anything that I see in my mind's eye, hear, feel, smell, I will accept that that belongs to the person sitting across from me.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of the deal I made with spirit, all right?
Yes.
So that I could get my own left brain stuff out of the way. And so once I said my prayer, then I'm kind of, the way to describe it is I'm sort of out here because I'm looking.
Okay? Yeah.
I'm waiting, looking for the words, or I'm looking for a picture, or I'm looking for a feeling, or I'm looking for sometimes a smell, right?
Yeah.
And so that makes me feel like I'm connecting with that person to give the message to the sitter.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
that's sort of my process. you know, how it works for me. I think everybody's a little bit different.
Everybody's a little different, but I would say that's how I work as well.
Good.
Mm-hmm. You know, just try to see what is being received. But especially because I'm strongly clairsentient, which means that I feel spirit.
Right.
I feel like what it's like to be that to a great degree. So I have to have a good baseline of this is what's mine. This is what's me. And so everything else that comes in, that's for someone else. That's what identifies them. That's their way of showing me the differences.
Right. Yes. Yes. And, you know, it's a miracle in a way, the way mediumship works, because I know in the darkest days, you know, a few years ago, once you put on that prayer, it's like everything here disappears and you're connected with spirit and with that person that you're reading for.
Yeah.
So it's a real blessing that we're able to do that. Because sometimes life is not always the best.
Yeah. And there's you have to put aside your own personal issues that are happening in your life and just be on for spirit. And, you know, so that's why as mediums we do a lot of behind-the-scenes things to keep ourselves going, to keep ourselves as much at 100% as we possibly can.
Absolutely.
But, you know, we learn to work through all kinds of conditions.
Yes.
I'm right next to the fire hall, so when that whistle goes off, I'll just send me light and healing and go on. And meanwhile, the client's going, whoa. I'm just kind of like, okay, I can get through the fire whistle. I remember Patricia Price saying one time, she was doing a reading, and Lilydale was chopping down a tree right outside.
Yes.
With goes the chainsaw.
You know, the funniest thing is I almost don't mind those noises, but somebody playing music next door.
Oh, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
So you just don't know.
Well, it's true. Yeah, if there's something like that you know is kind of jangling things, as sensitives, we do try to control our environment to some extent because we know that we need to have all of that gone, we have less that we have to filter out, and it is less occupying us.
Mm-hmm.
It's like with your cell phone or with your computer, you don't want to have a bunch of programs running all at once. You don't run as efficiently or as effectively, and your system gets overheated.
So
we want to get rid of as much of the extraneous information as possible so that we can have a quiet time. In my house, I tend not to. We don't watch TV, so we watch movies. Yeah, we just listen to the radio sometimes. But I don't like to have a lot of extra noise. I like it quiet, peaceful.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Lilydale is good for me.
Yes, I like to knit, especially in the summer. You know, when you've got a lot of people coming, I'll sit down with a pair of socks or something, and it just kind of, I just kind of veg. You know, I just go into myself and. You know, you have those meditative thoughts when you're doing something repetitive like that. So that's how I kind of recharge a little bit.
Well, it's interesting you mentioned that because one of the meditation techniques that I've taught people is to do things where it is like knitting or even if braiding things in peace on earth. And there's a mantra that you can develop that really centers you.
Mm-hmm.
And by having those opportunities of peace and opportunities of being quiet and just being are so important instead of the barrage of information that we may be getting from the external environment.
And another thing I found this year, particularly after the summer, I decided to take 2 months off from doing readings, which I've never done before. So I took the months of November and December off, and I didn't realize how important that is to just be, like you were saying, just get up in the morning and just do what everybody else does, you know, and I feel energized from that.
Yeah.
So I'm glad we're here today, and I'm ready.
Yeah, that's good. That's good. Yeah, you know, as professional mediums, we do have to take time for ourselves. We can't be at everyone else's beck and call, it's good that you recognize when you need some time away from not being in anyone else's energy at that time, because there's so much noise in the world and noise from other people. So solitude is an important thing to reset.
It is a reset. That's a good way to put it.
Reset.
Yeah, reset. And then 2018 will come and away we go again.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
I want to give people the call-in number if you're wanting to take part in our discussion about spirit to spirit, heart to heart. I think we're going to start doing some reading.
Yes,
that would be good.
And Jackie.
Yeah, and Jackie. And we love your comments, and we appreciate all the love that you're giving us on Facebook right now. But if you want to know, the call-in number is 818-739-8818, and we're going to start taking callers soon for a couple on-air readings that Lynn is gracious enough to do this morning. I also wanted to mention, because before we get going with the rest of it, I noticed, because you have testimonials on your website, and you mentioned someone went to the North Pole, and I was like, I can't believe I'm reading this. It's, you know, because Christmas, it's just around the corner.
Oh, yeah,
and, of
yeah.
course, I have children, small children, and so every, you know, Christmas is huge, although we don't spoil our kids, you know, we limit, and I'm not really materialistically inclined. We live modestly. But the whole idea of the North Pole, and I was reading that aloud, and my son was like, the North Pole? So you mentioned that someone went to the North Pole in a reading. You did this for someone.
Yes.
And who would go to the North Pole? You had asked her, I guess. And a few weeks later, she let her sister hear the tape, and she smiled, and she said she'd just gone through some of her father's things, and she found a certificate that he had indeed crossed the North Pole.
Yeah, isn't that something?
That's amazing.
It just shows you, sometimes you don't get validation in that moment, you know?
Yeah.
And you get it a couple of weeks later.
Yeah.
I had a really interesting one this summer, because a young lady came. Well, she would probably be in her late 30s or somewhere in through there. And a gentleman came through, and it was obvious she recognized him, and he was a good friend, and so on and so forth. And you know those times when you're doing a reading, and all of a sudden something comes out that is totally unexpected, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm reading her, and all of a sudden I said to her, do you know anything about serial killers? You know? And in my mind is going like, oh, my God, I can't believe I'm saying this, you know? And her eyes went wide, and she said, my friend, I forget his name, and I talked about serial killers all the time. And it came out that he actually put a game together called the Serial Killers Game.
Oh, my
God. I know, that's what I thought, too. And then he told me that the book or the game was being revised, and the caller said, yes, his mother was revising it and going to put it back out again. I mean, I couldn't believe that. I mean, you can't make that stuff
up. You can't make this
up.
You just can't.
You know? But I was stunned when I said to her, so what's this about serial killers?
Yeah.
I thought, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's taking a big leap of faith.
You know, sometimes you have to just go with the flow, as long as it's not hurtful. And, you know.
Yeah. Very, very, very true.
So it's like that was sort of one of the really more interesting readings along with the North Pole one.
And, yeah.
Yeah, that I can think of offhand anyway.
A lot of times I don't remember what's come through in a reading.
Yeah.
And but I'll remember maybe one little piece of information that really impressed me with myself and my ability to connect with spirit. You know, it's nice when we can impress ourselves. And I don't mean that from an ego place, but a place of going, you know, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is awesome that I just got that.
Celebrate your victory.
Yes.
Yeah.
And that means that I can help people because I'm able to get that kind of information.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, it really builds upon itself. I see we have a caller. I want to see what this caller wants.
Okay.
All right. See what goes on. So I'm going to take caller number 0460 again, ending in 0460. Hello and welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Dee Dee and I'm calling from Denver.
You said Dee Dee?
Yes.
Okay, wonderful. Thank you for calling in today. Did you want to add anything to our conversation, or were you interested in getting a reading today?
Actually, both.
Okay.
And I am interested in getting a reading, but in reference to the topic, if you... you know, have a feeling or connection with the universe, and you know that you're supposed to be doing mediumship work, in order to help others, you know, through this journey that we're all going through in life, how do you get over opening yourself up to the public, getting over the fear, the self-doubt, you know, and stepping over to do what it is that you're supposed to do? How do you get over that fear?
Yeah, every medium, every professional medium,
absolutely,
especially here in Lilydale, we all go through that. You say, who am I to get this information?
Yes.
Who am I to think that I can be a medium? Who am I to be in the position of receiving spirit? But, you know, that's what I've loved about Lilydale, having pretty much had all the ability to connect with spirit in development circles and have people validate
mm-hmm.
those things. The more you get validation, the more you're like, oh, this is right. This is right on. This is how I receive information.
Mm-hmm.
You go from that, and the confidence builds, and then
mm-hmm.
you're doing mini readings for the church.
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, you're doing readings for people, and it just sort of builds and builds and builds. How was it for you, Lynn?
Well, I spoke a little bit earlier about making an agreement, so to speak, with spirit. So that, because when you are going to sit and do a reading for it's a group or an individual, you really want to be in a different space than you are in your day-to-day life. So if I made the agreement with spirit that anything that I would see in my mind's eye, I don't know, do you do mediumship now?
Yes, but it's only for close friends. And I have received validation back. And confirmation.
So you're talking
yes.
about being about it, you know, aren't you?
Yes, yes.
Okay. So you have your conversation with spirit, your spirit guides or your teachers or God spirit, whichever works for you, and make that agreement with them that whatever they show you in your mind's eye or you hear, that you trust that it belongs to the person you're doing the reading for. And that takes your own ego kind of out of the way, and you just give the information given it. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay, and that way you know that spirit is got your back.
Yeah, it does.
The spirit has to have our back, and we have to, you know, have that confidence.
And it builds over time.
Yes.
I think.
It doesn't come immediately.
I've had to tell people, listen, this isn't about making instant mashed potatoes.
Yeah.
This is about real mashed potatoes. Instant mashed potatoes, you just add water, and they don't taste good. No.
Mm-hmm.
You want real mashed potatoes, and those take time. There's a lot involved.
Yeah.
You know, there's peeling, cutting, boiling,
yes.
mashing, adding ingredients. And that's how it is, in my opinion, with mediumship, too.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it's important if you can take classes, learn from
yeah.
other people. You know,
mm-hmm.
yes, we do have natural ability, but it's good if you can fine-tune it. So that you're stripped of those doubts. You're saying, this is how I receive information. And I'm excited about what I can do and move forward with it. But having those classes under your belt, having the support of peer group such as Lilydale is amazing. And so get V2 classes is what I say.
And we're always students. It doesn't matter how long you've been doing mediumship.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you're doing mediumship one way, and the next day it's changed, you know. So spirit's working with us. We're doing things. So
it's a constant evolution
yeah,
of continuing education.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, we do kind of get firmly rooted in ways that we know we work well with spirit. And I think it's important for you to get so centered and so used to it that it becomes second nature,
mm-hmm.
and you're able to do it with ease, move that ego aside, and do it with sacredness and with a great deal of honoring and the fun. So I'm glad you like the mashed potatoes, Lisa.
Yes, beautiful, beautiful. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay.
And then my other question was, I'm concerned about my son and his court situation. Can you please give me some insight on it, please?
Well, we don't do future prediction. That's something to keep in mind when it comes to mediumship readings. The focus of the experience is on spirit contact with those that have passed over. Now, they sometimes will offer...
I think I'd like to address
okay,
that.
Go ahead, Lynn. I'm just trying to protect you.
I understand.
Yes.
So, can you recall a gentleman, rather slight of build, not
yes.
awfully tall. I would call him kind of on the wiry side, okay? And he's showing
yes.
me big boots, you know, like the kind of boots you'd see a farmer going out in the field in, or a dock worker, you know, working on the dock, and they would have those big boots on so their feet wouldn't get all wet. And as you were asking the question, I saw this gentleman in my mind's eye. And he said that your son has a lot of slugging and hard work to do. He's going to have to put the hard work into resolving this situation. However, you know, when you've got the right boots, when you've got the, you know, you can slog through the mud, you can slog through anything that's thrown at you, and you're going to be okay because you can take those boots off and your feet are still good. So I feel like your son needs to put the work in to implement the changes that he wants to make. And this person, did you know somebody who worked on a dock, actually, or was a fisherman, a stevedore, something like that?
I'm thinking that that's probably my great uncle. And
well,
yes, he was. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so he's with you, and he's supporting your son,
mm-hmm.
All right? You just tell him, put the work in that he needs, and things will work out the way the universe has in store. Okay, Dee?
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Thank you, thank you very
You're
much.
Welcome.
I appreciate it. Blessings to you, ladies. You all have a wonderful day.
Oh, thanks, Dee Dee. Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm. What a sweet thing.
Yeah.
I like hearing other people's messages when I can pay attention and I'm not having to get ready myself. It's nice to the blessings that Spirit
yeah.
gives us. And she recognized that as her great uncle and the connection was made.
Yes.
Very good,
very
Lynn.
Nice. Yes, thank you very much. I kept seeing these boots, you know.
Yeah.
Boots are made for walking.
Okay. That's just what they'll do.
That's right.
That's a good song. Okay, so we've got some other callers.
Got
and
Leslie there.
Yeah. We'll go ahead and take the next caller,
sure.
which is ending in 2158. Again, 2158. And welcome to the show. Hello? Hello, 2158, are you there?
Oh,
I don't hear anything.
Well,
we'll move on to the next caller, which is 8380. Again, 8380. And the magic of technology. Welcome to the show.
Hello.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Pennsylvania.
All right. And what's your name?
Morgan.
Morgan from Pennsylvania. Did you have something you wanted to add to the conversation, or did you want to ask Lynn a question or an on-air reading?
I was interested in an on-air reading.
Okay. And people are asking for the call-in number again. Just real quickly, it's 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. All right, so we have Morgan from Pennsylvania.
Okay, hi, Morgan.
Hello.
How are you today?
Oh, I'm good,
you know,
thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm just aware of a male figure around and about you, and I feel like he's a happy-go-lucky guy, kind of a round face, and there's a balding part here on the top of his head. And I don't feel like he was overly tall, but he was, he's talking about, I don't know if you've got a lot of snow where you are, but for some reason or other,
oh,
he's talking
about,
okay, he's talking about a lot of maintenance that he would want to do around your home, you know, to make sure the snow is shoveled, you know, the car can get out of the driveway, you know, all of that. So a lot of fatherly concerns. So I wouldn't know if your dad would be in spirit and slightly balding.
My grandfather is.
Oh, and would he have been that way where he'd just put on his coat and go out and clean off the windshield? And he says to me, actually, Morgan, that you are needing some TLC right now. Right?
I
that
am.
You need, that you need someone to kind of look out for you or look after you. Does that make sense?
It does. I'm sick right now, and all three of my kids are sick, too, so I've been struggling a little bit to keep up with myself.
Do these things so that she doesn't have to do them is how it came across, you know. So I'll go out and I'll get the car cleared off and I'll clean off the walk and all of that so that you get an opportunity to rest. And, you know, I feel like he's giving candy to the kids, all right? So
uh-huh.
there's a little going on there, a little bribe to help them let you have a little bit of rest, okay? But,
yeah.
You know, I also feel dearly loved to you from the spirit world, all right? I know that there's more than this grandfather in spirit. And there's somebody who is as close to you, almost like a sister that I feel with you as well. I do feel kind of like a tragic loss or an unexpected loss that really hurt your heart. Some time ago, this would be a lady who would be like a sister or a sister, perhaps. Do you understand this?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I do.
And so there's love coming to you just in heaps and bundles. And, you know, you'll feel better soon. And I don't know if you go to the cemetery, but I just see you going there and just putting, like, one single flower with someone. So they love you, and this too shall pass, okay? This too shall pass.
Well, thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome. I hope you're all feeling better soon.
Oh, well, thank you.
You're
have
welcome.
A Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Same
you
to
you. Thank
all
you.
The best.
Thank you. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye.
That's sweet. She did need some TLC.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Tis the season
it's
in other ways.
You know, with little kids and the holidays coming and not feeling good and
yeah.
The stores and, you know, so much to do.
Yeah.
It's hard.
It definitely
hard.
Has that.
Yeah.
Oh, would you like to take another caller?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
So, caller ending in 2679. Again, 2679. And welcome to the show.
Hi, how
Hello.
Are you?
Good, how are you? What's
Hello.
Your name and coming calling from?
This is Nicole, and I'm calling actually from not too far away, Salamanca, New York.
Oh, okay, yeah, not too far away on 86 there.
I love going to powwow there.
Yep.
Oh, the powwow.
Yeah, I love powwows.
Actually, I just wanted to say I'm calling to get an online reading if possible, but I met you both over the summer when I came there with my husband, and it was an incredible experience, and I can't wait to come back. So
that's great. Yes, summers in Lilydale are really a treat. Okay, so I almost feel like I'm aware of a little boy in the spirit world, a child of somewhere between 3 and 5 that seems to be, this is odd, this is really odd. I've seen a picture and I'm not getting the feeling of how it connects. Was there a child that was lost to you? Because I feel like this child is holding your hand.
It's kind of a strange situation. My son is terminally ill, and he did not actually pass away, but was on life support when he was 4 years old for 15 days, and twice they revived him. So,
I'm just overwhelmed with your story, and I'm just assuming from what I'm seeing here is that the spirit world wanted to reassure you that even though you felt your child was in, in jeopardy, that he was right with you, all right? He was right with you and holding your hand.
Okay.
And I feel the love of a maternal grandmother that surrounds you and your son, and she's fierce. She's fierce. All right. So is there anything to do with like immune things or immunity issues around your son?
Yes.
Because
yes.
He says I will guard him with my life, and wants to be sure that you know with complete confidence that he will not come to any harm. She will always be with him. And who's the doctor in the
Thank
family?
You.
Who's is there a doctor?
Doctor. Not that I know of.
I wonder if your son's going to grow up to be a doctor, because I've really got a strong doctor feeling in your family. So
we spend a lot of time at the doctor.
He spends a lot of time at the
doctor. Maybe you should have one in the family, and then
you're learning all that doctor jargon.
Yes,
have your degree.
There you go. Yes, there you go. So, well, thank you so much. Morgan.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And you both have a very Merry Christmas.
Oh, you okay. too. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Oh, my goodness.
You know, that is interesting to me. I have to comment about that because sometimes I have connected with people who are still living,
mm-hmm.
who have had a near-death experience where they have almost passed, crossed.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there is record of them here on the earth plane and in spirit because of it. Do you know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, mm-hmm,
because
right.
they're kind of marked with that in their energy, where they have almost gone over.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
sometimes I've connected with people who have Alzheimer's, dementia, autism, coma, that where they're about to pass, like stuff like that.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
It's kind of hard, you know, sometimes when you describe someone, they say, oh, that's my grandfather, but he's not dead yet. And then it's kind of like, oh, dear, well, I don't want to put him there.
Right.
But his soul energy must be, you know, more free at this time than normal people who are walking around living their lives.
Yeah.
You know, so, yeah, we tap into that.
Well, I was a hospice volunteer for a number of years,
mm-hmm.
and I noticed that I could talk to people's souls, and they were up and out of their body, and I didn't have to focus so much on speaking with their conscious self,
but
with their soul.
Soul, yeah.
And that was very effective.
You know, I read this definition of soul a few years ago that really, really helped me a lot.
Okay.
And I wish I'd written down the source, but I can't remember what. But soul is the capacity to think and feel.
Mm.
Spirit is the life. And our souls are capacity to think and feel. So when we pass away, the body passes away, our soul, our capacity to think and feel, goes to the spirit world.
Yeah.
So the way spirit communicates with us is they think at us, okay?
Yeah.
Through the power of the mind. They think at us. And my mind just went blank there for a second. And the feeling part, they think at us in pictures, they think at us in smells, And the feelings come with it, who they are.
Yeah.
You know, when we step into their soul energy,
yeah.
you know, and get the feelings, who were they, what made them up, you know, like you were talking earlier, like I want to be that.
Yeah, the essence of their spirit.
That's right. So that comes from that.
Yeah, from that soul connection. And
yeah.
and they do think talk with us.
Yes,
and
definitely.
You'll hear their voices,
yes.
their voice in your head.
Yeah.
And that is because the audio receptor sites are actually above our physical ears. They're in our brains right here.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, I love stuff like that. So that's why it feels like they're thinking, whether, because that's our stereo system right there
mm-hmm.
for all of that. So.
And sometimes the spirits are really good communicators. They give you a picture that is undeniable, or they give you a phrase or a word that's undeniable.
Yeah.
The sitter knows exactly what you're talking about. And other times they're a little more fuzzy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and you know, as mediums we do our best, but
yeah.
sometimes the spirit communicator is not a good communicator.
Mm-hmm.
They're learning the ropes, or they never were a very good communicator.
Yeah, it's like,
and,
I don't believe
you know,
in this stuff, but I love my daughter, so I'll come and talk.
Oh, all
yeah.
right, you know,
yeah.
and so that can happen.
Sure.
I'm glad you're mentioning that,
yeah.
too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all fun, part of the game.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's the adventure of spirit contact.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Lovely.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, would you like to do another?
Sure.
You can tell me when you're.
Yeah, we'll do not, one more.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll do one more. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Number ending in 5783. Again, 5783.
Somebody keeps bringing a rosary. So.
Oh, a rosary.
Hi, ladies.
Hello. What's your name and where you're calling from?
My name is Jennifer. I'm calling from South Carolina.
All right. Thank you for calling in today. Did you have a comment that you want to make about our topic or a question about that? Or were you interested in that on air?
I just wanted to see if Spirit had anything for me today.
Okay.
So your name is Jennifer. All right, Jennifer.
Yes.
So the picture I have in my mind's eye is of you busy in a, I don't know, an office or at a table with pencil and paper and whatnot. There's something about a writer with you, okay? So I don't know if you are a writer or you like to write, but there's something kind of classy, I guess I want to say. And as I link in with your energy, I do feel a lady who is a little bit harsh, I want to say, while she was here. I don't feel like this is mother. This feels more like the grandmother level, all right? And she was just kind of picky or harsh or judgmental or a little bit critical. Would that make sense to you?
Probably my one grandmother, she would maybe come off that way to some people, but she wasn't really that way with me.
Okay. I feel like this is the lady that is coming through because she wanted only for you to do to use your abilities to the best that you possibly could. And so she's showing me you busy with pencil and paper, making plans, organizing things, because there's a lot of change coming up for you this year that I think you already know about. Would that make sense to you?
It may be. I mean, we recently moved here. So, and just to confirm your busy office stuff, I'm a nurse case manager, and I do sit at a desk all day and do case reviews.
Okay. So in addition to all of that this year, you're going to be, as she is showing me, busier in a social sense as well. And actually, I want to say, Jennifer, it feels like it'll be very satisfying to you to in a social sense. To be out with groups of people who are interested in the same things that you are interested in. So there may be a spiritual connection that is coming in with this. She wanted everything to be perfect, including you. Okay, so that you can do this year, especially in 2018, to make yourself feel more involved with other people, to be involved in community, and not to give up your work, but to step outside of it more often than you do, because you're very dedicated.
That sounds great. It's funny that you talk about the social aspect of it, because we didn't do a lot of social things outside of, you know, family when we lived in Maryland, and now since we've moved here, we have met more people and been invited to more things than I can even tell you in the short time. So that's wonderful that she's, you know, saying she's watching that and happy about that.
She is, and she knew that she brought you up to be to do a good job at doing that. So this is your year, Jen. This is your year.
Great. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks for calling in today, Jennifer.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
Merry
to
Christmas.
You as well.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Time's been going by so fast. And some great readings, Lynn.
Oh, thank you. I guess the rest paid off, you know.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have to do, like you said, that reset. And,
reset, like
and
you
I,
do.
And I'm getting excited about doing readings again, you know.
Oh, good.
So thank you for having me here to do
that,
you know.
I'm
just
so thrilled.
Opening the door.
Yeah. Whatever I can do to help.
Oh, thank you so
Absolutely.
Much.
Absolutely.
We do support ourselves as mediums here.
Yeah.
We really do.
Yeah,
I really do.
We have a wonderful community,
yeah.
And I'm so grateful that I have so many people that that love what they do.
Yeah,
we love our work.
We love our work, and sometimes we just need to talk to someone about something that happened, or have you ever had this happen to you before?
Yeah,
you know, so it's a great community.
It
a community of mediums. Yeah,
it is. Mm-hmm. And I should mention, Lynn has been on the Lilydale Assembly Board of Directors before, and she's served as the president, and she's been very active in our community. She's you really helped get the library going, Marion Skidmore Library going again.
Yeah.
I think Lynn's been a wonderful member of our community, and I know. Oh, my gosh. 90 seconds. I want to mention next week, my show next week, is Wednesday, December 20th at 10 a.m., of course, and my special guest is David Guzman.
Oh,
and
David is great.
He
spoke at church last Sunday.
Did he? Oh, I
missed it. Wonderful lecture, yeah.
But the topic is, it's my Christmas show, spiritualism and a Christmas carol, because a Christmas carol is so awesome, and there's so many spiritualist elements to this. Great to talk with you guys. So please join us for next week's show. And there are other radio shows you can tune into Tuesday nights, 8 o'clock. Colleen Vander Zijn has Embracing Your Essence. And you have Wednesday morning with me. Wednesday night is with John White, no relation, and he does Journey of Light. And then on Friday mornings at 10 a.m. is Celeste Elliott, who does Celestial Fridays. So there are a lot of opportunities to listen to the Lilydale radio shows, and I hope that you tune in for those as well. And I really wish everybody a best holiday season
Absolutely.
Ever, that you embraced your own understandings of God and the divine, that there, you know, this is such a great symbol, bringing light into the darkness. Mm-hmm. And, you know, this is an opportunity for us all to do that for each other and for ourselves. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in today. We'll talk to you next week.